Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we head into this holiday week, one of the things we see all over this time of year is those holiday plants. Obviously, as weather gets colder outdoors, we begin to enjoy traditional indoor holiday plants, and that is the focus of the Yard and Garden column for this week. Holiday plants such as poinsettias are popular, but there is also many other options beyond traditional poinsettia plants to beautify homes this season. Christmas cactus is a popular plant. However, there are several different types of Christmas cacti. There is a different type of plant called a Christmas cactus or a Thanksgiving cactus. There is also such a thing as a hybrid between the two plants. The Christmas and Thanksgiving cacti are similar in appearance. However, the stem segments on the Christmas cactus have scalloped, rounded edges, while the segments on a Thanksgiving cactus have 2 to 4 pointed teeth along their edges. They do bloom at slightly different times as well. Both are short day plants, which initiate flowering as days become shorter in the fall. The Thanksgiving cacti, with the more pointed toothed edge, blooms usually in early to late November, while the Christmas cacti usually bloom in late November to mid-December. There are a variety of flower colors available on both of these plants, and they may be white, orange, pink, red, or purple. Neither of these cacti plants will bloom properly if they are exposed to artificial light frequently at night in the fall. Flowers may also fail to develop if the plants are exposed to temperatures consistently above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. These plants prefer night temperatures of 65 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit with slightly warmer daytime temperatures for ideal flower formation. In order to achieve this, in late summer and early fall, the plants should be placed in a cool location that receives bright light during the day, but no to minimal artificial light at night. An unused basement or bedroom area may have these proper environmental conditions. These are plants that in native situations grow in the crotches of trees and derive water and nutrients from rains and decaying organic matter, and are originally native to the mountainous forests of southeastern Brazil, which is where they get many of these characteristics. Other attractive possibilities for Christmas plants include amaryllis, cyclamen, calancho, Norfolk Island pine, and the paper white narcissus, all commonly sold holiday plants. If you are also interested in learning more about these types of plants and have a Christmas cactus or other indoor plant that is performing very well and you want to propagate or divide that plant, they discuss that in the late December Yard and Garden column. If you have a Christmas, Thanksgiving, or even Easter cacti, they are very easy to propagate. You can remove sections of the plant consisting of 2 to 5 of these flattened stem segments. Cut or pinch off each section at a joint. Allow these cut or pinched ends to callus over or dry overnight. The following day, fill a pot or container with perlite or coarse sand. Water this rooting medium and let it drain for a few minutes. Then insert the cut or pinched end of each section about 1 inch deep into this perlite or coarse sand rooting material. Firm it around the sections to keep them upright, and after all cuttings are inserted, water the rooting medium again. Allow the perlite or sand to drain for a few minutes, and then set the container in a brightly lit location. Periodically check the cuttings over the next several weeks and water when it begins to dry out. The cuttings should grow roots in about 6 to 8 weeks. When the roots are an inch or longer, you can transplant the cuttings into a pot using a well drained potting mix. If you have African violets indoors that you would like to propagate, these can be propagated very easily just by doing leaf cuttings. Select a firm, healthy leaf and cut it off with a very sharp knife, leaving 1 to 1.5 inches of stem attached to the leaf blade. Fill a pot with a 50-50 mix of vermiculite and coarse sand that is wet. Insert the petiole of each leaf cutting into this rooting medium at a 45-degree angle and firm the soil around each leaf cutting. After a few are inserted, water and allow it to drain for a few minutes, and then cover with a clear plastic bag. Secure the bag to the pot with tape or a rubber band. This enclosed environment will create a mini greenhouse and reduce the loss of water and prevent them from wilting and drying before they have a chance to root. Set the pot in a brightly lit location but out of direct sunlight, and roots should form in about 4 to 5 weeks, with leaves appearing in 6 to 8 weeks. Several plants will form at the base of each leaf petiole. Separate the plants by carefully pulling or cutting them apart and pot these plants up individually into containers using a well-drained potting mix. And again, these instructions and more can be found in the Yard and Garden column on the Iowa State University University Extension website. Another quick reminder as we close out the end of 2015, we have a very active and vibrant 4-H endowment here in Cass County, and if you're looking for some year-end giving options, we'd be more than happy to talk to you about the possibility of giving to the Cass County 4-H endowment or an endowment at the state level to support 4-H programming statewide. Both of these options are fully nonprofit 501c3, and if you have more questions or want to chat with someone from the Extension office, give us a call. As always, on anything, our number 712-243-1132. You can also find us online or stop by our office. Till next time, have a Merry Christmas. I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.